Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. Welcome back, Cliff.
Always good to be here, Jennifer.
Wine lovers and scientists tuning in this morning will want to turn up the volume. For years, scientists at Missouri State University's Mountain Grove campus have been mapping the DNA of grapevines, and the wine industry is taking note. But Cliff, some of our listeners, particularly in the Springfield area or maybe to the west of the metro area, might not be aware that MSU has this station. So can you describe MSU's fruit experiment station there in Mountain Grove? What does it do?
You bet, Jennifer. The fruit experiment station is actually the oldest part of the university. It was created even before Missouri State existed. It began in 1899, and shortly after the university came into existence, was transferred to us. And so we operate a 192-acre research and teaching facility. We grow and do research on all kinds of fruits, those that, you know, that we know, apples, peaches, grapes, cherries, plums, blueberries, raspberries, but also elderberry, persimmon, Chinese chestnuts, and figuring out how to breed them, how to grow them bigger and hardier and stronger. And we work with mushrooms and turmeric and ginger and all kinds of things that are out there. We also operate our Center for Grapevine Biotechnology. I think we'll probably want to talk about that a little bit. We have our winery there, the Vesta Online Grape and Wine Program to teach people how to do this themselves is housed there. And so it is really the area of research that we focus on. You know, we're by and large a teaching university, but in this area, we do some of the best research, not only in America, but in the world.
So let's talk about the research MSU professors are conducting down there. What can you tell us, particularly on the grapes?
The grape that grows the best in Missouri, our state grape, is the Norton. Many people don't think it produces as tasty a wine as some of the European grapes. Probably the red wine we're all most familiar with is a Cabernet Sauvignon, which is a very tasty wine if made well. The problem is those European grapes don't grow well in Missouri. It's too cold here. They're attacked by a variety of fungus that destroy them. People have tried to plant them. Within 3, 4, 5 years of doing that, they're typically all dead. And so the work we're doing is how to create hybrid plants to mix the Norton with a Cabernet Sauvignon grape, to make the Norton grape taste better, and to make the Cabernet grape hardier, more survivable, so that it won't succumb to fungus. And so we've actually worked with the best universities in France, in China, to improve our grape here and to improve their grapes there.
And I know Missouri grape growers and vintners are eagerly awaiting news of the hybrids so they can implement them in their production. What impact could this research have on the wine industry, both here in Missouri and internationally?
You know, and so it's already had an impact in France. Lots of the work that's been done here was necessary because the European grapes were being attacked by a variety of fungus and other things. And so that has essentially helped keep those operations there thriving. And as we learn more and more about how to improve the taste of the Norton grape, then that's going to grow our wine industry here and our economy. We have a significant wine industry already, and the work that we're doing, again, continues to help make, going to make those products more desirable.
Cliff Smart, president of MSU, joining us each month here on KSMU for Engaging the Community. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jennifer.